Tracy Beans uncovered DC and High Wire. First off, give us High Wire is very prominent in the space of the great work they're doing. Give me 30 seconds on that before you talk about this incredible piece you put up on High Wire.
Sure. ICANN, which is run by the same folks over there. Aaron Seary is their attorney, and he's the one who was able to obtain the records from the FDA they'd like to have kept hidden for about 75 years that examine the safety data behind the Pfizer vaccines.
So just understand, everything that Naomi Wolf and the 3500 Warren Posse, the book is now number three, right? Your compilation of just the reports you've done on that is because of the people over ICANN and Dale Bigtree and High Wire. They're the ones that went to court and got the 75 years, which is obscenity to have in the first place. Walk us through your piece, Tracy.
Sure. In short, DARPA has been working with Moderna for over a decade to develop mRNA technology. What they want to be able to do is within 60 days of anybody getting sick with any weird virus across the world, they want to be able to take the blood of a survivor and then create a vaccine that can inoculate the population with it. And so as time went on, they were trying to get this right. Eventually, right before the pandemic hit, they announced a phase one trial had been successful in 22 participants. Successful in producing antibodies, Steve, not necessarily successful in the way we'd like to see success. And then all of a sudden, out comes the very first trial of the mRNA COVID vaccine. And Moderna had never brought a vaccine to market, let alone had approval from the FDA. And again, this is emergency use on the Moderna vaccine. But, you know, CEPI and Bill Gates gets involved here, and they give the manufacturing capability. And it's really just important to note that this lipid nanoparticle technology had never been tested before in humans before March of 2020. So DARPA was working on this for years with Moderna. Moderna gets the opportunity in the pandemic to roll it out worldwide. They take it from really little work in humans and just grand scale it across the globe in a very short amount of time. And now they're talking about other viruses that they want to use the technology for, like Marburg, like Zika, like MERS and SARS. So they're just looking to roll out mRNA across the globe with the help of the World Economic Forum, Bill and Melinda Gates, and DARPA.
Tracy, where do people go to get your writing on High Wire and Uncovered DC, ma'am?
Sure, you can go to highwire.com, and I've got my page over there. Really excited to be working with these folks. And also, you can just go to uncoverdc.com. Find me on socials. I'm on Getter. Stream my podcast live there 3 days a week. And I'm also on Twitter and Truth at Tracy Beans.
Remember, we wouldn't be down as far as we are on the knowledge of this and the understanding of the reports if they had not taken the risk and gone to court to reverse this obscenity of, like I say, it's like the Warren Commission, where Warren said, not in our lifetime will we ever know the details of President Kennedy's assassination. That was the same logic. 75 years, people, ICANN, Dale Bigtree, his great lawyer, and High Wire. So, Tracy, thanks so much for coming on here. Brilliant piece.
Thanks, Steve.